Isn't that a beauty? Any guesses? What? Yeah, meteorite. Meteorite. it hit in South America. It left a big crater. This was at least part of it. It was given to me as a gift. And I just wanted to start off with this. So it had been circling the sun for approximately 4.75 billion years. And then, bang, it hit us. Now, what I wanted to dwell on with this was 5 billion years ago, all of the atoms that constitute your body were in this form. So this, the atoms of your body, and mine too, right? I'm no different. The atoms were constructed by a star, actually one of three stars that exploded something like 5 billion years ago. There's oxygen, there's phosphorus, silicon, all of these atoms, one by one, were constructed in these stars, then exploded, spread out, and then they gathered together in this the form of this meteorite and our bodies. Now, the whole point of my talk is what is the power that enabled us to become in this form and not remain in this form. You know, I'm not denigrating you. We're relatives here, okay? It's just like you're on a slower developmental arc than we are. Don't feel bad about it. But this kind of question has been asked by humans for a long time, and I'm simply presenting the current scientific understanding. But in no way am I disparaging previous attempts. I think our scientific method is also an attempt to understand the nature of things. And so there are some insights concerning this that I think might pertain to our daily lives. So, that's what we're going for. Thanks for this water. All of us are composed of the powers of the universe. There is only one power in the universe, but it has a variety of manifestations. This morning I talked about the power of allurement, the cosmological power. And now I'd like to talk about the power of synergy, yet another power. Synergy, and I think if I had to name one power it's really an amazing power. They're all great. But synergy can be defined. I'm going to give some examples, but just to get the definition out right away. Synergy is an effect, a beneficial effect, that is only possible because of a relationship. The beneficial effect would not exist if the components were separate and not in relationship. So it's synergy and relationship, cooperation, harmony. These are getting at the same power, but synergy is the scientific term. My favorite example, I have several, just as a way to getting a feel for it. My favorite example involves elementary particles. The three main elementary particles are protons, neutrons, and electrons. And so I want to talk about that. But before I get into the details, I want us to become aware that we are all forms of consciousness attempting to understand something. And we most of us here are Americans and grew up in Western civilization. And so we naturally think in terms of individuals. When European sociologists came and visited the United States when we just formed, one of the things they noted as being very distinct from European civilization was individualism. We're really big on the reality of the individual. And that's been tremendous. We have an economic system that's based on it. We have a governmental system that's based on it. It's been tremendous. But because we're so used to thinking in terms of individuals, we tend not to realize the power of relationship. We don't see that as important. Synergy is all about relationship. So that the reason I started off with elementary particles is precisely because we can think of them as individuals. But so here's a neutron, and we study it, and we learn all about it, and we think we've got it. We know what that neutron is. But here's what we've discovered is a neutron, if it's left by itself, will disintegrate in 15 minutes. So that's the nature of a neutron. You leave it alone, it falls apart, you know. But now take that neutron and bring it into relationship with a proton, and it can exist for a billion years. Which is the real neutron? You see? Now this is, I just find this so fantastic. Because in other words, I think of knowing who I am. I'm this person, does this and that and this and that and this and that. And no, then I meet Denise, right? And I discover who I really am. Because these qualities are brought out in relationships. So the neutron that disintegrates by itself and the neutron that lasts for a billion years is a neutron. This is the power of synergy. So this is the power of synergy. So we had these, in the beginning of time, we had a gigantic world of plasma, just the elementary particles. And synergistic event after synergistic event took place, and here we are. So there's my favorite. The nature of the neutron can only be discovered by looking at its relationships and the creativity that comes forth because of the relationships. So, and as I say this, I'm hoping that you're thinking about what relationships you might have that are like the neutron and the proton together, and which ones how are you sometimes just like the neutron by itself? I'm trying to make that connection. Here's another example, which, planet Earth invented life 3.5 billion years ago. And for 3 billion years, life existed as single cells. All of life was unicellular. And then starting around 500 million years ago, the cells began to get together. They started to form relationships. Now, you have to keep in mind, we're talking about a form of life that's smaller than the sharp end of a pin. And they started to get together, and they formed relationships, and they developed through time, and then we had whales. And then we had kittens. Now just imagine if you could go back and found a way through meditation, meditate for 20 years, and you can learn to talk to a cell, right? And it's getting involved with these other cells, and you go up to it and you say, do you realize you're in the process of creating a whale? Now, you know, obviously not. But you see, but that's what we're like. We don't know what powers are going to come forth as we enter into deeper synergies. That's the main surprise. And you see, when we take our minds and we cast them backwards and cast them forwards, and then we think about the way the universe was in the past using our minds, we have to remember that our minds are also evolving. So our pictures of the future, like right now we live in a time when we are deluged with doomsday scenarios. I don't know how much of the suicide rate among the young, the addiction, how much of that is related to this bleak view of the future. Well, that's what I'm trying to address. Our inability to see what is coming, what we are bringing forth by a deepening synergy. At the very least, we need humility and not to cave into this idea that we understand things so well we can predict what's going to happen in the next 100 years. We simply can't. And it helps me to remember those tinier than a pinprick organisms. And just imagine if you could get them to talk about what the future has for them. You know, at one time, the whole Earth was covered with oxygen, which at that time was poisonous to the single-celled organisms. They couldn't exist in an oxygenated atmosphere. So they would have nothing but a very bleak view of the future. And yet, out of that challenge, they developed a synergy called the eukaryotic cell. The eukaryotic cell has a nucleus, and it's a far more powerful, amazing cell than the prokaryotes. And no one saw that coming. Okay, I think I've said that enough times, but you see my point. All right. I want to give a real simple example of synergy, and that's with the emperor penguins down in the South Pole. They, if you take this, I'm tying this to the neutron example. If you take an emperor penguin and you just place it in the South Pole by itself, it will die during the winter. But if you bring the emperor penguin and you put it in a group of them, it will exist for year after year after year. Why? Because they invented a way of relating to one another that's called milling. Milling. Try this sometime with your friends. So you you mill around. You just imagine your penguins. And it's like it's 80 degrees below zero just outside, you know. But in the middle, it's really nice. But they worked it out so that for a while you're in the middle, then you're pushed out to the edge, and it's freezing cold. Then you go back into the middle, and that whole system, the synergistic system, can exist and thrive well there. So we live in a time of spectacular opportunities for synergy, unlike anything that's come before. You know the details, but I just say, let's think about this in terms of our moment in time. We, by synergistic opportunities, I mean entering into deep relationships, with human beings who have wisdom and knowledge that is other than our own, and even quite different from our from what we're used to. An example that really hit home to me was this: the Parliament of World Religions. The Parliament of World Religions was an example of the mixing, the synergy that can take place. The first one was in 1893. And it took them years to plan it out and then to raise the money to bring people in. You know, they had to come on, you know, on horseback and caravan and train, and, you know, there weren't that many airlines. Was it, heck, you know, that was, forget that, but ocean liners. And they had representatives from all of the different cultures with their cultural wisdom, getting together, comparing notes, talking. So then in 1993, they said, let's do that again. It'd be the 100th year anniversary. And what they found is that they could find representatives from all of the world's cultures right there in Chicago. Yeah. So that with this kind of synergistic interaction, we're giving birth to a new form of humanity. Now, that might sound grandiose, but in fact, humans have been giving form to new forms of humanity throughout. We are the species that can reinvent itself without changing its anatomy or physiology. Chimpanzees and humans were identical 6 million years ago when they split apart. We're still 99% the same, humans and chimpanzees. But yet look at the explosive difference between the other apes and humans is what the noosphere is. Just in 20 seconds, we have the elements coming together and forming a molten planet. That's the geosphere. It gave rise to life, which spread over the planet, the biosphere. Then there's this emergence of a thinking ape with conscious self-awareness, which spread over the planet, the noosphere. The noosphere is the context in which these deep synergistic activations are taking place and will continue to take place. And let me just end with one last line that will connect directly to your work here at Unity. And that is, when you look back over the 200,000 years of human existence, Homo sapiens existence, the worlds that were built, the civilizations that were built by the optimists. And, you know, Unity is about optimism. This will be my final statement, that every one of the cosmological powers is present in each of us. But like I say, some of them are more strongly present because of how we were raised and so forth. And they have different characteristics that are expressed in human personality. So this morning we did allurement, and the prime quality of a human being that's allowing the power of allurement to enter into conscious self-awareness, the primary quality of such a human is a great passion for the world. And the primary quality for those of us that allow synergy, the power of synergy, to enter into conscious self-awareness of humanity is optimism and hope. Thank you.